Hello?
Hi, Therese?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Lily again.
Hold on. Hold on. Let me hang up on the other guy, okay? Hold on. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I'm here.
Okay, all right. So I was chatting with our team. It's going to be another moment. I just didn't want to lose you on the line. It'll just be a second, okay? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I'll be right back on the line. Just a moment.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for your patience. Drag, you're still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, perfect. All right. Right now, we've already made the change. Google did accept it. It should just take a few minutes before it reflects on the Google profile. So I'm just going to ask you to allow just one more moment here just to make sure it's updated, okay? One second.
Hey, well, what's the reason for just going back to this number?
There's no reason. Sometimes Google will just revert information back. There are a few accounts that I currently handle that I have to check every day because information just gets put back, and Google never provides a reason why. They'll say it's community edits or community suggestions and things like that. So there isn't any way to know why it's reverted back. So in your case,
okay, is it possible? I mean, okay. So when it does it, when that happens, right? Mm-hmm. It puts the person number, and then if the number, the local slash part doesn't even work anymore, right? And then we're not going to pick up a random phone calls on our.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So what we're doing to keep this from happening again is we're adding it to a priority list where we're going to check it every single day, first thing in the morning, just to make sure that the number is still stable on that Google profile. Because as I mentioned, Google doesn't give us any options to make sure it doesn't happen again, and they don't provide a reason on why. So we have to manually come in and check this for you. So we will do that for you just to, you know, make sure that this does not happen again in the future. I'm really sorry for the inconvenience this has caused.
So you guys are not with Google? Yeah, are you guys something different?
No, we're not Google. We have a direct partnership with Google, but we are not Google. We're local Splash.
Okay, and then what about your ad? Oh,
I'm sorry, my what?
Last year it was all, you know, there was no app, nothing, and it was working perfectly fine. And now you guys got an app, and now that part is not working properly too, right?
Well, I don't know what you mean by that. You tell me, how is it not working properly?
So this morning when the number got changed, when I clicked on the thing because I started checking it, it's directly, you know, it didn't go to the app. It went directly to the private number that he had.
Yeah, because the number was listed incorrectly, but it's already been fixed, so it should also fix the issue with the app as well, because it's directly linked to the call tracking.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But either way, I'm going to make sure that we're checking this every single day to make sure everything is in line. If this does happen again, we'll make sure to fix it immediately, and I'll call you just to let you know, hey, you know, this is happening again. We're fixing it as we speak. Just so you don't have to be too concerned about continuing to check back or losing any calls, because I know how important that is. So I'm really sorry about that, Drag. But I can promise you that we will make sure it does not happen again. And if it does, we'll fix it that same day.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Absolutely. Was there anything else that I can help with today?
Nope. That's all I got for you right now.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate your patience again. Thank you. You have a great rest of your
Bye.
Day. All right. Bye. Bye-bye.